Oh, good, you're here. Yes, it was urgent. I drank something. Or rather, someone handed me something to drink and like an idiot, I didn't even check. Well, yeah, the moment I tasted it, I knew something was off, but I'd already swallowed. And by the time my head stopped spinning, the asshole was gone. Now, something's unbalanced in my core and I don't know what. And my magic's all out of whack, too. I did think of that, but unfortunately, I don't trust myself to cast fire, let alone a diagnostic spell. Yeah. I mean, physically, I feel fine. Maybe a little jittery, but that's probably because someone just slipped me some unidentified potion. Can you just... Yeah. Let me sit down. Wow. Look at you, so professional. Even the notebook's coming out. No, you do your thing. Thanks. For, coming so quick. I know you're busy. I was just halfway to flipping all my shit. I'm just saying. I appreciate it. Yeah, okay, I'll stop talking. Do your thing. I'm ready. Go ahead. No, it doesn't hurt. Ugh, I'm fine, but that doesn't mean I like it. It feels like a wave of cold shower. Yeah, well, it's hard not to shuffle around when the chill hits. Fine, I'll suck it up. Done? Oh, Jesus. Well? Nothing? Like, nothing, or nothing in the scope of the basic diagnostic? Okay. So it's not something that messes with my body. That narrows it down to about 50 other types of concoctions. Jesus Christ. What do you think? Of course I'm asking you. You're the potions major. Yeah. It tasted light. Physically. Like thin for a liquid. Floaty. Kind of. I'm almost sure there was a touch of something floral, maybe chrysanthemum. The color? It was dark in there. Whatever it was clear enough to be dumped into my cider without me noticing. So it's not a poison. Okay, good. That means it's a serum or draft. Right. How can we tell the difference? I feel weirdly confident. Like every time I say or do something I'm sure of, I want to say it and or do it. Like calling you. It felt right, so I did it. Draft of persuasion, you said? I don't think so. Ask me to do something. I absolutely will not. It doesn't matter. God, what if it was persuasion and I actually did that? Fuck. Yeah, it's only funny when it's at my expense. What else? Yeah, but why would someone slip me a confidence booster? More often than not, it makes it easier to reject people, not invite them. Come on, I know something's off. I can feel it. There's gotta be something in that journal of yours. You look so cute when you concentrate. I meant to say that. Yes, I did. Whoa, what the fuck? Don't look at me like that. It's what I think. I... I think I know what the potion is. Yeah. Shit. Oh no, don't grin like that. I know what you want to do. Look, just because it mildly, mildly compels me to answer doesn't mean I'm going to. Why are you like this? You know what? You did come all this way. Might as well let you do your science experiment. Yeah. How does it feel? What, they didn't make you sample it? My class did. All hell broke loose, but the instructor seemed to enjoy the chaos. Should have known she thrives in drama. Anyway, how long do you think it'll last? Oh, just a sip. I was too nauseated to drink any more of it. Thank fuck. Well, give me an estimate. 2 hours? Okay. All I have to do is shut up for 2 hours, I guess. Well, because I don't want to get my ass beat for saying something to the wrong person. I don't know, like telling someone how hideous their haircut is, or how blood orange really isn't their color. You never know, even unprompted, I say stupid shit. You can attest to that? Sure. It's interesting, all right. What, you never seen anyone dosed? What are they teaching you in that class? I took the beginner's course, and that was just because it was mandatory, so I'm surprised your instructor didn't show you, I don't know, a video or something. Yeah. We got the practical version. Everyone took a drop of it. It was diluted in water, so we couldn't even taste it. Oh. Hearts were broken that day, as well as some noses. But in the 10 minutes the potion lasted, some of us were smart enough to sit down and shut up. Unfortunately, not all of us were blessed with common sense. It was entertaining, to an extent, I guess. Yeah, you'd be surprised. I don't know. It feels like, how do I explain this? It feels like eager beaver syndrome. Like whenever you ask me a question, I'm almost compelled to answer. Like giving you that answer would maybe scratch an itch I didn't know I had. Yeah, like now. I don't know if good is the way to describe it. It's deeper than that. Pleasant. Like sunshine on a cold day or hugging a friend. Yeah. Sure, ask away. Who? Okay, is this still for science? You know you can just take pity on me and sit in silence until this thing wears off, right? Yeah, of course, why would you? Curious to a fault. You know what? Yeah, I get it. You came all this way. Fine. What do you want to know? Wow, I thought you would start off with something less embarrassing. Apparently not. Why are you even asking? Fine. Yeah, I liked her. Or had a crush on her, whatever. I know she was a bitch, but she was hot, okay? Have you seen her? I swear this chick owns a leather shop, the amount of it she wears at the damn time. And she was... Fuck, it's gonna make me say it. Just give me a second. This is embarrassing. She was the kind of dominating I like. Again, I know, she's a bitch. I get it. Kind of adds to the appeal. Can we move on? Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's work. What about him? Hate that guy. Worst supervisor I've ever had. Well, you must have known. After he said all that shit to you, I went fucking insane. Well, yeah, I was the one who reported it. He was treating you like shit. He was treating everyone like shit. He got what was coming to him. Of course I cared. You were so upset, I couldn't let that slide. And supervisor or not, nobody gets to treat you like that. And he found that out the hard way. Why didn't I what? Because I didn't want you to feel like I was pitying you or something, because I wasn't. And you know this is true, because, well, the potion, for one. And I'm not the type to pity people. Look, I get it. You're strong, and I know you want to do everything yourself and bear all the stuff this shitty world throws at you, but you don't have to do that all the time. You have me and everyone else who loves you. We'd do anything for you. What do you mean, why? Well, because I don't know how to answer this question. I want to, but the potion seems to want more context. Well, to put it simply, because you're you. I can't explain any more than this base gravitational pull you have. I wanted to know you, and not just because you're incredibly attractive. Fuck. Oh, whatever. I was probably gonna blurt it out anyway. What else? You're smart, considerate, funny as hell, an absolute genius at hexes and charms, not to mention a potions prodigy. You're so charismatic, in a way that makes people fall over themselves to get your attention. Sometimes so much that I'm surprised you choose to hang out with me. And I love making you laugh, even if it is at my expense. And I do it over and over, because seeing you happy seems to have been a craving for me. You're stunning when you smile. And I mean a genuine smile, not that placating semi-grin you show clients. It's like I've seen how you are behind closed doors and I can't get enough. And you have this personality that drew me in the moment I met you. You're sweet and kind and so empathetic. Half the time I can't stop myself staring at you. Your eyes, your lips, I'm talking a lot, and you're not saying much at all. To be honest, and because I have no choice, I feel obligated to say that I think I've crossed the line, and I'm very embarrassed. But I hold you accountable. I mean, I want to say I don't hold you accountable. But I do. Because how can a person be so perfect? I feel like it's somehow your fault that you're always on my mind. I think it should be a crime for someone this good to exist around me and consider me a friend. Even if I want to be more than friends, I think you're so way out of my league. And the fact that I like you so much makes me kind of stupid when I'm around you, if you haven't noticed. Yeah. I like you. I like you a lot. You don't have to respond to that. I get that this is a weird circumstance. You know, can we just pretend it didn't happen? Do I what? Yeah, I can still kind of taste it. But what do you... What was that? Wait, are you okay? You look a little Dizzy, do you want to sit down a bit? Now, can you tell me what the fuck that was? The residue? Is that even enough? I told you, you get woozy for a bit. God, do you ever think about what you're gonna do before you do it? We don't even know if it works. Okay, what's your name? Oh, was that not complex enough for you? Jesus Christ. Fine. How about this? Do you actually like the show we're watching together? Or are you just pretending because I like it? Oh. Shit, tell me how you really feel. Look, we don't have to watch it if you don't like it. I mean, if you hate it that much, I... Wait. That worked? I guess. Ask you what? No, you don't have to. Plus, I'm scared of the answer, and I don't want it to be a guilt thing just because I couldn't stop spilling my guts. Okay, fine, fine. Do you like me? Sorry, I think I thought I heard you say yes. That's... I mean, you'll excuse me, I'm still finding this hard to believe. You're right. You did just kiss me a minute ago. I'm still processing that. And there's this part of me that's doing mental backflips, and it's making it hard to think because my brain is just screaming because all this is happening. And it's not like I haven't been close to obsessed with you for the past year we've been roommates, and all the incessant flirting and all the study dates, it's confused me to no end, and I'm never sure how to read your expressions, but you're grinning, so that's good, right? I can't seem to stop talking. Am I rambling? Yeah, maybe I should stop. Are you leaning closer, or am I just... I could get used to this. God, you're gorgeous. If you weren't so... Nothing. It's just, the potion won't let me lie, even if I'm joking. I was gonna say, if you weren't so damn bossy, but, well... It's not all that bad. Hold on a second. I just have one question. Did you really not like the show?